Episode 856, What Can You Learn From What You Teach?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you had a wonderful weekend and were able to celebrate Mother's Day. And now it is a brand new week. God has incredible plans in store for you. Open up your mind, your heart, your body, and allow yourself to feel His presence. Today is all about mindset. It's Mindset Monday. What can you learn from what you teach? I want to go deep today. So before we jump into that, I've got to give a huge shout out and welcome to all of our brand new family members. Welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, in order to impact, we've got to live. And when you live, that means you are learning. We are a student in life. But think about how much you teach daily, just in your day-to-day goings. So what can you learn from what you teach? It's very easy to teach those willing to learn, isn't it? Think back, maybe even to childhood. Maybe you didn't always want to obey your mom, but somehow you ended up doing it. But how do you see yourself as a student now, as an adult? Are you as willing to learn as those you teach? Take your husband, for example, because yes, I'm going to pick on him. Oh no, I'm not. I love our hubbies. And guys, if you're listening, you know, you can swap this around and you can think about, okay, take your wife, for example. So since primarily we're talking to women here, we wives are always teaching them something. We're teaching our husbands something, how to get better organized. I can think of a few ways, like the garage. They think they know how to organize a garage, but we can go out there and it just totally changes when we put our touch in on it. But they don't like that, do they? Maybe it's to clean more efficiently or even make a to-die-for sub sandwich. Now, my husband never wants to make a sub sandwich, so I had to use it as an example because he says when I make the sandwiches, they're made with love and they taste so much better. And now my boys have caught on to that and I'm like, oh, really? There are days that I make them make their own sandwich. And I say, this is how you add the extra love. So it's kind of a joke in our family. But whatever it is, we're always teaching them. We may be teaching our children. We could be teaching someone even online. Maybe we're mentoring someone within the church. Things we might think as simplistic, yet all of them require tools, they require strategies, and a plan to execute well. Our life, our mindset, the actions we take all depend on our skills and our experiences, creating a perspective of how we tackle the challenges and make decisions. And I know you got challenges. I know you have storms a-brewing, and it's not fun, and we have to, you know, figure things out. And sometimes we may not always feel equipped to do so. But in the short sale of our daily living, there isn't much we think needs deeper thought. But a lot does, doesn't it? But what would happen if we made little shifts in how we do things, in how you do things, or maybe even how you perform living life? Just like teaching your hubby how to clean more efficiently. There are different ways to do things. It's easier to teach than it is to learn. Think about that statement. Apply it to yourself right now in your mindset. Is it easier for you to teach someone, this is how you do it, sweetheart. This is how I expect you to wash the dishes. This is how I expect you to dust, to vacuum, to drive the vehicle, how to go grocery shopping. Now, those seem little things. It could be how to study, how to get better grades, whatever it is that you're focusing on, it's easier to teach than it is to learn, especially if it necessitates you to change a habit or influences your current mindset. We would much rather be on the opposite side. We want to teach it. We don't want to learn. Why? Well, remember, we can be somewhat stubborn and set in our ways. Oh, yeah, guilty as charged. It is that way. We are stubborn. Now we can be determined, but when we don't want to make changes or we always want to be right, I can think of a few million conversations with my husband that, yes, mama wanted to be right. We just kind of want that. And it doesn't matter what sex you are, male or female, we want to be right. That's part of our ego that comes in. We're set in our ways. So it brings us back around to the question, what can you learn from what you teach? Well, this is what you need to learn. Here's the KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Be a student of what you teach. Now, I want you to really allow that to soak in. Because how many times do we take our own advice, our own suggestions? Think about your best friend coming up, giving you a situation. Oh, you know, I'm in this and I don't know what to do. And then you say, oh, well, here, this is a great plan. Now, if you were in that same situation, would you follow your own advice? It's different, isn't it? Because we're in the mess. We're in our own situation. And sometimes it's hard to see what's around us, but that's also an excuse. Yeah, I'm calling us out on it. It's an excuse. We don't want to pay attention. We don't want to expend the energy on what it takes to learn what we teach. So in order to have a better life and to live on purpose, the purpose that God has designed specifically for you, you have to be a student of what you teach. That is your KISS. So what does that look like? Let's break it down. Number one, you have to practice what you teach. Now, when my father, he has since passed, and he was a minister, he would always say, practice what you preach. Well, we don't need to preach, but we need to teach. So practice what you teach. For example, maybe you're teaching a child manners, and you expect them to say thank you and please and excuse me. Are you doing the same? When you run into the store, do you just kind of have this mindset of, I am, you know, on one focus. I need to go in, get this, and get out. I don't care who's in my way. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to leave my phone in the car. I'm on a mission. Oh, I can tell you how many people do that a day because I run into them in the stores. And I think they ask their kids to be, you know, to use their manners, yet they're not extending those manners either. I just sit there and scratch my head. I'm thinking, double standard? And it goes beyond a double standard. Be a student of what you teach. But you got to practice it. Number two, you got to be receptive. Be receptive to critiques. Oh, yeah. Now, I didn't say criticism. I said critiques. You have to have constructive critiques. You've got people out there in this world, you know, they're just going to be flat out mean. Okay, you know what? Discard them. Don't even give your energy to their comments or their thoughts. You've got to listen, though, to the people that you trust, that you know, that aren't going to lead you astray, that aren't going to be those, you know, oh, I'm going to say one thing to your face, but I'm going to do something different behind your back. You know those people I'm talking about. You probably have a few of those that you call friends, or they may even be a part of your family. Be receptive to critiques, the ones that you know, that you like, and that you trust. Okay, even a stranger. I've received emails, and they'll you know, have critiques of me. And I'm like, I can't believe, you know, my first initial reaction is what? Defensive. Yeah, you want to, you know, put the wall up and say, I don't do that. But you get over that first little hurdle because we want to be protective of us. Yeah, it's somewhat a little bit hurtful. But we can learn from these. So be receptive to critiques. I think of my children, my college kiddos. They like to challenge their professor. They like to question, and sometimes it's to gain further explanation. Or it may be because they disagree. So we as the teacher, the coach, the mentor, the mother, the parent, we must be receptive to others' opinions and ways to do things. I can remember still to this day and doing dishes. And there's seven of us in our family, and all of us do the dishes totally different. And I scratch my head because I think, honestly, I do them the most efficient way possible. But we all have our way. We all you know, rinse off the dishes differently. We all load the dishwasher differently. And I'm like, I could put in like triple the amount, but does it really matter if they get the job done? Does it clean the dishes? That's the main thing. So be receptive to critiques. There are other ways to do things. And as teachers, we've got to be honoring of that. Now, does that mean we have to change everything that we do? No, but we don't need to get on the defensive side, okay? Because I know it's easy to do. Number three, always stay on the cutting edge of what you teach. Let me give you an example. You need to dive deeper in your knowledge of what you teach. A professor, you hope, who's teaching a subject, that subject continues to evolve. You know, unless if you're studying history in the past, and unless something new has been revealed, you can't change that. Now, you can change different perspectives, okay, on that history, different ways to look at it. But facts are facts. You can't change facts. But you can change, I mean, think about technology. Think about science. So you want to dive deeper in your knowledge of what you teach. Learn from other mentors that you respect, that you look up to. You know, I take classes. I do not pretend to know it all. In fact, sometimes I will be writing these episodes and I'm like, oh man, this one's written for me. It's got my name all over it. Why didn't I think of it before? I really need to take this to heart. And sometimes I'll go back in some of my archives. You know, we've got archive 1 and 2. We're about ready to release archive number 3. Can you believe it? Yes, that's how many episodes we have here with Create Your Now. So if you're like, gosh, I've lost track, you can go to createyournow.com. Or you can also look on iTunes. We have the individual archives there for you also. Whatever works. But I'll go into some of those archives. And I'll look and I'm like, oh, that's a really good one. And I'm like, oh, I'm kind of failing at this part. I really need to take this to heart. I need to look at this. I need to be a student of what I teach. We all need those reminders every once in a while. It's important. So always stay on the cutting edge of what you teach. Now, here's a bonus for you. The bonus is this. You have to laugh and learn. You truly do, because you know what? You are not perfect, and you know that. I'm not perfect, and I know that. We may think we are. We may think we have all the knowledge there is, and we are the number one. But we're going to make mistakes. We're going to fall down. We're going to hit some major speed bumps. We may hit a few brick walls, too. And when that happens, you got to laugh. You got to roll with the punches. And then you learn from those. You're going to make mistakes. And I promise you, God takes those mistakes and turns them into blessings. Let him do that for you. That's his grace. That's his mercy. That's his unconditional love that he gives you. Why? Because he created you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, created on purpose for a purpose. So guess what? Let him do his job. Don't you think he knows a few things or two? Oh, yeah. And ultimately, when you begin to question sometimes what you're doing, go back and pick up a Bible. Go back to a trusted source within your faith and confide in them and say, gosh, am I taking this out of context? Am I blowing this out of proportion? Because we do that, right? Sometimes we make a hill or a mountain out of a little molehill. You've heard that. We have to understand where we're coming from when we're in the situations and we're trying to learn life, but we're teaching a lot of it. We have to be open to knowing that, yeah, we don't got it, but God does. God's got you always. Maybe you want some help. You want someone to come beside you. Click on the link, Take AIM, for your complimentary coaching call. It's my gift to you. That will begin our conversation. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Go out and be a student of what you teach. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.